Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Oh, wait, so get this. We're diving into a story today, and I don't even know where to start. It's got, like, major single white female vibes, you know?
Yeah,
so someone sent us this tale of, like, ultimate roommate drama. We're talking phantom food thieves, mysterious crayon artwork, and a landlord who's completely clueless. Like, seriously. Clueless.
Wow, that's quite a combination.
Right, it's wild. So basically, we're going to unpack this whole crazy situation, figure out what's really going on, and maybe, just maybe, you'll pick up some tips for navigating the sometimes treacherous world of shared living.
Yeah.
You know, just in case you ever find yourself in a similar nightmare.
You know, it's funny because it's amazing how quickly things can go from, like, slightly annoying to full-blown stress in these shared living situations. It's
right.
Like those little things, you know?
Yeah.
A missing snack here, a borrowed shirt there. No big deal on their own, right? But when it becomes this constant pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like suddenly you feel like you're living in a war zone. You start questioning everything.
It's the difference between, like, accidentally grabbing the wrong yogurt and then finding your secret stash of emergency chocolate completely gone.
Exactly. It's a violation.
So in this story, it all starts in this all-male rooming house, mm-hmm. mostly older guys. Sounds pretty chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until the kid shows up. Now, even before the girlfriend and kids enter the picture, was there anything, any little detail that kind of hinted at trouble brewing?
You know, it's interesting you say that because sometimes those seemingly harmless behaviors, right? Like, even those can be early indicators of someone's respect for boundaries or lack thereof.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like, did he borrow things without asking? Did he leave messes for others to clean up? You know, little things like that.
And those tiny red flags we sometimes miss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They can reveal a lot about someone's, you know, consideration for others, how they understand the whole shared space thing.
Right. Right. And speaking of red flags, things really take a turn when his girlfriend and her two young kids move in. The whole dynamic of the house just flips.
Yeah.
And the food starts disappearing.
Yeah.
Like, not just leftovers. We're talking entire meals, frozen burritos, gone. Did you try to rationalize it at first? Like, maybe it was an honest mistake.
You know, it's totally natural to try to make sense of things, right? Especially when you're faced with behavior that seems, I don't know, kind of illogical. We try to find the simplest explanation,
yeah.
Even if it means, like, ignoring those red flags.
Mm.
It sounds like you initially tried to tell yourself, oh, it's just a mix-up, maybe a misunderstanding about what's shared and what's not.
Exactly. Like, oh, they probably just thought the burritos were up for grabs. But then, get this, even my hidden stash of iced coffee, like, way in the back of the fridge, it was rated.
Oh, no.
That's when I was like, okay, something's definitely off here. It felt so deliberate, almost like a challenge. You know?
Right. And that iced coffee incident, it's like a pivotal moment. We go from possible misunderstanding to like a blatant boundary violation.
Yeah.
It's like a power move almost.
Whoa, okay.
Taking something that was hidden, it sends a message. Like, I can do what I want, you know?
Yeah. So we've got food vanishing, this weird power play thing happening.
Yeah.
And then the bathroom situation just explodes. Like clogged sinks, bath toys everywhere. I'm talking used diapers.
You said you tried to avoid confrontation. Were you like intentionally hoping it would just magically resolve itself?
I mean, it's pretty common to want to avoid confrontation.
Yeah. Right?
Especially when you're not sure what the consequences might be. It's like, do I speak up and risk a huge blow up or do I just stew in silence?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you add kids to the mix and it gets even trickier.
Oh, for sure. Like confronting another adult is one thing, but bringing kids into it is a whole other level. But even if you're avoiding like direct confrontation, that frustration, it's got to go somewhere, right?
Absolutely. And that's when it starts to like really impact you, your sleep, your concentration. It's like this constant low-grade stress.
Yeah.
You never feel fully at home. And then, like, as if things couldn't get weirder, there's the crayon drawing. This creepy, jagged figure just staring at you from the wall next to your door, like straight out of a horror movie. Did you have any idea who was behind it?
You know that drawing? It really adds like a whole other layer to this. It's like they're communicating, but not with words. And you can't just ignore it.
Yeah, it's like they're marking their territory or something.
Right. And not in a friendly welcome home kind of way. It's more like, back off, this is ours now.
Seriously. But okay, before we go full art critic on this drawing, things get even crazier with the microwave incident. Picture this. I walk into the kitchen, and it just reeks of burnt something. I mean, who knows what it was.
Right.
The microwave is a total disaster zone. So I'll leave a note, right? A polite note, just asking for a little cleanup.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you know what? I find the note later crumpled up in the trash. It's not even a consideration, you know?
It's like a total disregard for like basic courtesy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just reinforces that feeling of the rules don't apply to me, you know?
Yeah, like they're entitled to do whatever they want.
And this entitlement thing, it's everywhere. The food, it's disappearing even more now, almost like it's a game to them.
Really?
Yeah, like open bread bags, milk cartons that are almost empty, just enough missing to be annoying, but not enough to like have a full-blown confrontation about it.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
It's maddening.
That sounds like classic passive-aggressive behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to control and make you uncomfortable, but without directly confronting you. You're constantly on edge, like walking on eggshells in your own home.
Seriously. And then it gets even weirder. My toiletries start disappearing.
No way.
I'm not talking about sharing food anymore. This is personal stuff.
Yeah.
It's like crossing a major line.
Absolutely. It's a whole other level of violation when it's your personal stuff, your privacy. It makes you feel so unwelcome in your own space.
So at this point, I've tried to rationalize things, avoid confrontation, even leave those polite notes. And nothing's working. I feel powerless and it's really messing with my head. What do I do now?
Well, this is when you got to start looking for other options, you know?
Yeah.
Get some support, figure out your next move, because hoping it'll magically fix itself, it almost never works.
Yeah, makes sense.
It usually just makes you feel worse.
So me and the other guys, the other housemates who are also dealing with this, we decide to talk to the landlord.
Yeah.
It's like our last hope.
Right? Yeah.
We're thinking, he's the adult, the voice of reason, who can finally put a stop to this craziness.
Right. He has the authority to, you know, set some rules, make sure everyone is living peacefully.
Exactly. So we go to him, lay out all the evidence, and his reaction. Completely unexpected.
What happened?
He basically just shrugs it off, dismisses everything we're saying. They're just kids, he says. Like, that justifies everything. That's wow.
I know, right? It's like being told, too bad, deal with it.
That's really invalidating. Like, your concerns don't matter. And it makes that power imbalance even worse.
Exactly. But here's where things take a seriously creepy turn. Remember that crayon drawing?
Yeah.
Someone decided to add a little something to it. The words, we live here too.
Oh, wow.
Chills, right. It's like something out of a horror movie.
It's such a powerful statement, though. Like, they're claiming ownership, refusing to acknowledge your right to feel comfortable.
It's like saying, we're here to stay, and there's nothing you can do about it. So at this point, I'm being gaslighted. My space is being invaded. What options do I even have?
Honestly. Sometimes you just gotta get out. You gotta protect yourself.
It's sad it has to come to that, but I get it.
It's not giving up. It's about taking care of yourself. Sometimes moving out, even if it means starting over, that's the best thing you can do. You can have your space, your peace of mind back.
It's like hitting reset and choosing to be around people who actually respect you. But before we talk about escaping the nightmare, let's try to understand the why behind all this. Like, why the need to control? Why the disrespect? What's going on in the girlfriend's head?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And we can only guess, right? We don't know these people. But maybe, just maybe, she's feeling really insecure.
Insecure?
Yeah, like threatened. Remember, it was an all-male house before she got there. Maybe she feels this need to prove herself, you know? Make it clear that she and her kids belong there.
So maybe it's not about being mean, but more about trying to fit in?
Exactly. And sometimes that need to prove yourself, it can come out in really unhealthy ways.
Like stealing all the snacks and leaving diapers everywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's a good reminder that sometimes the people who act the toughest are the ones who are hurting the most.
Makes you think.
Ah.
But what about the boyfriend? He seems pretty passive in all this. Like, what's his deal?
That's a really good point. His silence is definitely interesting. Maybe he's intimidated by his girlfriend. Maybe he just doesn't want to cause any problems.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe he actually agrees with what she's doing. Maybe he sees it as a way to, like, get back at the other guys for something.
Who knows? We need a whole other deep dive to figure that one out. But okay, let's go back to you, the listener. In this house full of passive aggression and missing food and creepy drawings, how are you coping with all of this? Welcome back to the deep dive. So we've been wading through this roommate saga, and it's like a masterclass in stress. Stolen snacks, a bathroom that's basically a biohazard zone, artwork straight out of nightmare fuel, and a landlord who's about as useful as a chocolate teapot, you know.
Right.
But in all of this, you, our listener, you're trying to hold on to your sanity. You're adapting, protecting your stuff, even connecting with other housemates who are just as confused as you are. It's actually kind of amazing.
It really is. It's great that you're finding ways to cope and connect. That says a lot about your strength.
Right. It's like you've become a master of stealth, smuggling groceries in and out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
But it's sad you have to do that in your own home.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're changing your behavior, not because you want to, but because you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
That's not how it should be.
No, it's not. And you know what this brings up? The whole idea of boundaries.
Boundaries, yeah.
Like, those invisible lines we draw to protect ourselves. It's not about being controlling. It's about communicating what you need, what you expect in a respectful way. And when those boundaries get ignored, well, things can get messy, especially in a shared space.
So how do you actually set those boundaries?
Mm.
Especially when you're dealing with people who just seem to bulldoze right over them. Because, let's be honest, those polite notes, the subtle hints, they're not working here.
Right. Sometimes you got to be more direct.
Correct. Okay.
Open communication. Instead of leaving a note about the microwave, maybe try having a conversation face to face. Just be calm but firm, you know? Focus on how their actions are affecting you and the shared space. Like, you could say, look, I get that accidents happen, but when the microwave isn't cleaned up, it makes it tough for the rest of us to use it. Can we all try to keep things tidy?
It's about making it a shared responsibility.
True. Exactly. We're all in this together.
But what if talking doesn't work? What if they just ignore you? Or worse, get hostile?
Then it's time to start documenting things. Keep a record of the incidents, dates, times, specific behaviors, anything you've tried to do to resolve it. This can be really helpful, you know, if you need to get the landlord involved or even seek legal advice.
Okay, so it's like building a case file.
Exactly.
But even with all that, you're still kind of relying on the landlord to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And in this story, well, he's not exactly helpful.
Yeah.
So what happens when you've tried everything and it's still a nightmare? What's the escape route?
Honestly, sometimes the best thing you can do is just remove yourself from the situation. It's not giving up. It's about choosing your own well-being. Moving out, even if it's a pain, can be so freeing. You get your space back, your peace of mind.
It's like hitting the reset button.
Yeah.
And choosing to be around people who actually treat you with respect.
It's exact.
But before we wrap up, let's zoom out for a second. Your story, as crazy as it is, it really shows how important it is to be clear, to respect each other, and to set boundaries from the very beginning.
Absolutely. And it shows how even little things, if they keep happening, can really mess with you. Like that stolen yogurt, it might not seem like a big deal, but over time,
it builds up.
Exactly. It creates this breeding ground for resentment, for conflict.
So to our listener who shared this wild ride with us, we applaud you. You're resilient. You found ways to laugh even when things are tough. We're rooting for you to find a place with a peaceful kitchen, a bathroom that's actually usable, and art that doesn't give you nightmares.
And it's all our listeners. Remember, you deserve to feel safe and respected in your space. Set those boundaries, speak up for yourself, and if it's not working, don't be afraid to walk away. You deserve better.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of another deep dive. We hope you found this one helpful, maybe even a little bit therapeutic. And hey, if you have a story, a topic you want us to explore, or even if you just want to say hi, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy diving.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.